proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We have been looking at symbols of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. We turn our attention to the narrative found in Genesis chapter number 28. Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, is journeying to Paddan Aram, where his uncle Laban and family live. Jacob departed from Beersheba ostensibly to acquire a wife from his uncle Laban's daughters. Jacob stopped at a certain location and spent the night there. Later on, he would call that place Bethel, which means the house of God. While Jacob slept, he dreamed that he saw a ladder with its base on the earth and its top extending toward heaven. Furthermore, he beheld the angels of God going up the ladder and down the ladder. God, who stood above this ladder, promised Jacob that, quote, "The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed," unquote. He also informed that patriarch that he, God, would accompany him and protect him. After Jacob woke up, he exclaimed, quote, "How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven," unquote. He built an altar to God in that location. Jacob also made this vow, quote, "If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God," unquote. In the first chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus Christ referred back to this incident and connected it with himself. After encountering Nathanael, he referred to that Galilean as, quote, "an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile," unquote. This was an assessment that starkly contrasted with the character of the Old Testament Jacob, who was a deceiver. After hearing Nathanael acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Savior responded, quote, "Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man," unquote. The Savior's statement to Nathanael differed in one particular from Jacob's vision. When Jesus Christ spoke about it, he depicted the heavenly host ascending and descending upon a ladder with himself at the top. Jacob's ladder connected heaven and earth. The Savior himself thereby fulfilled the function of Jacob's ladder, serving as a link between heaven and earth, with the angels of God descending and descending upon Jesus Christ himself. That ladder foreshadowed the dual nature of Jesus Christ. It had one end in the earth, representing the Savior's humanity, and the other end in heaven, symbolizing his deity. As the Son of God who came from heaven to earth and took upon himself a human form, the Lord personally spanned the gap between heaven and earth. Moreover, Jacob encountered God in the location where he had his vision. By identifying himself with Jacob's ladder, Jesus Christ pointed to himself as the connection between man on earth and God in heaven. As the Savior told Thomas in the 14th chapter of John, quote, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ, in his very person, connected earth in his humanity with heaven in his deity. Jesus Christ made this identification clear at the outset of his ministry in the first chapter of John's Gospel as a way of telling others that he alone was the only way to heaven and that no man would come to God but through him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.